Hello, this is a CJSON podcast and I am Bart Kramers from the University Medical Center Groningen. In this podcast, I would like to share with you the results that are described in the manuscript titled Effects of Hydrochlorothiazide and Metformin on Acroresis and Nephroprotection by a Vasopressin V2 Receptor Antagonist in ADPKD. As you all know, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, or ADPKD, is a genetic kidney disease that eventually leads to kidney failure. ADPKD is a disease for which, until very recently, no treatment options were available. Over the last decade, two large randomized controlled trials have shown that the vasopressin V2 receptor antagonist tolvaptan can slow down disease progression by about 25 to 30%. Unfortunately, as a side effect, tolvaptan causes a form of nephrogenic diabetes insipidus, resulting up to 7 liters of acroresis per day. This side effect can limit the clinical use of the drug for some patients. We performed a randomized controlled trial as well as an animal experiment. In the clinical trial, we aimed to test two pharmacological treatment options in addition to tolvaptan and to evaluate whether we could reduce daily urine output. The first drug we tested was hydrochlorothiazide. Using a thiazide diuretic with the goal of reducing urine output may seem counterintuitive, but as many of you will know, hydrochlorothiazide has long been used as an anti-acroretic treatment in nephrogenic diabetes insipidus. The second drug we tested was metformin. This anti-diabetic drug has been shown to reduce 24-hour urine volume in two animal experiments when added to a tolvaptan treatment. The clinical trial was designed as a crossover trial, in which 13 ADPKD patients who were already treated with tolvaptan were included. The primary endpoint was 24-hour urine volume. These 13 patients were treated with hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, or placebo for 2 weeks each on top of tolvaptan in random order. At baseline and after each treatment period, two 24-hour urines were collected and analyzed. Average urine volume at baseline was 6.9 liters per 24 hours. After 2 weeks of hydrochlorothiazide treatment, the volume was reduced by 1.8 liters to 5.1 liters per 24 hours. Also, after 2 weeks of metformin, urine volume decreased, albeit by a lower 1.5 liters to an average of 5.4 liters per 24 hours. Both reductions in urine volume were significantly different from placebo. Neither hydrochlorothiazide nor metformin caused any severe adverse events. Hydrochlorothiazide did cause mild hypokalemia in 4 out of 13 patients, and metformin caused gastrointestinal side effects in 9 out of 13 patients. There was no need for dose adjustments for either. We also performed a long-term animal experiment to evaluate whether addition of hydrochlorothiazide would impact the effect of tolvaptan on ADPKD progression in the tamoxifen-inducible PKD1 mouse model. In this experiment, we found a similar effect on acroresis as addition of hydrochlorothiazide to tolvaptan resulted in a 39% lower 24-hour urine volume compared to tolvaptan alone. When we evaluated the effect on markers of disease progression, such as kidney weight at sacrifice and cystic index, we found that hydrochlorothiazide combined with tolvaptan performed better than no treatment and better or the same as tolvaptan alone, depending on the marker. Based on the data provided by the present study, we conclude that hydrochlorothiazide and metformin treatment can improve the tolerability of tolvaptan by reducing its acroretic side effects. Whether adding hydrochlorothiazide to tolvaptan influences progression of ADPKD deserves further investigation in a study of longer duration. Thank you for listening to this CJSON podcast. For more details, I invite you to check out the manuscript online or in the journal.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.